Welcome to the Pet Loss and Divine Healing Podcast, where we embrace the tender journey of pet loss with gratitude and grace. Your compassionate host and pet loss grief coach, Rachel Shirley, is here to support you with the heavenly perspective from the insights of her book, Pet Loss and Divine Healing. Here, you'll learn how to transform your pain into a loving and lasting legacy while navigating your grief journey with dignity, grit, and grace. Now, here's Rachel.
Hi, friends. Welcome back to another episode of my new podcast. I like saying new because it really is. It's new to me and it's new to you. And it's really a joy to do this and serve at this capacity. So this particular reading that I'm going to do is from the back of my book, one of the love letters that I wrote to specific groups that often feel unseen and unheard, and just really lifting up and valuing what they have gone through. So this one is for those who beloved support animal died. Your heart must have felt so broken when saying your final goodbye until you meet again in heaven. You have been tremendously blessed to have such a loyal companion by your side. Losing a beloved support animal is incredibly painful, and my heart goes out to you during this difficult time. Support animals are special in our hearts, providing comfort, understanding, and companionship. They become more than just pets. They become our confidants and pillars of strength, offering solace during the darkest moments. The bond between a support animal and its owner is unique and profound. They have been there for you, offering unconditional love and support through life's challenges and helping to ease anxiety, depression, or other emotional burdens. I know their presence brought you a sense of calmness and security that words cannot fully express. During this time of mourning, surround yourself with understanding and compassionate people who understand the significance of your loss. Seek solace in sharing stories and memories of your sweet one, cherishing the moments that brought you joy and happiness into your life. As you reflect on your time together, know that while they provided you with ample blessings, you provided your support animal with a life filled with love, care, and understanding. They were blessed to have you as their companion, just as you were blessed to have them by your side. In the midst of your sorrow, try to find comfort in knowing that your support animal's spirit will forever be with you. They may not be physically present, but their love and presence will remain etched in your heart and memories. Their impact on your life will continue to shape and guide you, providing strength and courage as you face the days ahead. As you navigate the grieving process, be kind to yourself and allow yourself the time and space to heal. Embrace the loving support of friends, family, or support groups that can offer understanding and empathy. May you find peace in knowing that your cherished companion is at peace, and may the memories of your time together bring comfort to your heart. You are not alone in your grief, and as you heal, you may find strength in knowing that your sweet one's spirit will always walk alongside you, guiding you with love and light. From my heart to yours, Rachel. So, my beloved friends, this letter is really important. There are so many types of service animals out there, and they're all types, right? They could be dogs, cats, birds, turtles, you name it. They're important, and they really meant something to you personally or somebody that you know. And as you know, these days, it's kind of a crazy world. And that safety and security that has been provided by the service animal, and with a service animal passing This is a very deep, deep loss, and I just wanted you to know that my heart is with you, and anything that we can do as a community to come around you and let you know that you aren't alone in this and that you will have a sense of peace in your heart one day. And until that day comes, remember, it will come. But until that day comes, take one day at a time, be gentle with yourself, and know that you are loved and you are valued, and your pain and sorrow and grief are important. And also, what's important is to take everything that you've learned from your service animal and pay it forward. You can do that with their beautiful legacy and you having purpose, absolutely purpose in this life. Even though they have passed, your purpose is still very, very important. And you can intertwine the love that you had with your sweet service animal into a beautiful legacy. With that, my friends, I just want to say I love and adore you, and you are not alone on this journey. Anything that I can do to support you, you just reach out and let me know. All right, until next time, remember that your love story with your sweet one never dies. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you for being a valued part of the Pet Loss and Divine Healing podcast. It's been an honor to share this journey with you. And if this episode resonated, please subscribe and share. For personalized support, visit rachel-shirley.com. You're not alone on this journey. Rachel is here to support you. Beloved friends, take gentle care of yourself, and we'll see you again soon.